Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
Well, welcome to the DL Link Show on 101.9 Chai FM, the show where we connect you through insights, inspiration, and illumination. Nikki Seberini here. Wonderful to be with you, and wonderful to be spending the next hour with you. So, we always manage to pull Tammy into the studio when lots of things are happening at the DL Link, because besides the DL Link creating this incredible space, this link, this support, this connection with cancer warriors, their families, they also get up to all sorts of things to make sure that they can do that. So lots of fundraising, lots of busyness, and it's always great to hear what's coming up. So Tammy Lewin, great to have you in the show, Tams.
Great to be here again, Nick. Thank you.
How are you? Good?
Yeah, all good. Busy. Carrying on with our work every day, yeah.
Holding your breath and rearing to go. So charity is just around the corner. And I know that you call charity one of your biggest fundraisers. And there's some people who know how charity works and there are others who simply do not. Perhaps, Tam, for the person who has tuned in for the very first time, what is charity all about?
So charity is a crowdfunding event, and the reason it's one of our biggest fundraisers of the year is because we managed to get the whole community involved, because the way that charity works is it's literally crowdfunding. So we have a call center set up and we call all our donors. We actually just prepared our sheet the other day and we have over 8,000 people in our system, thank God. So through the years, obviously, these are all the people that have believed in our cause, have donated to us. And then we reach out to them, and these people reach out to their friends or anybody who they know, and the word spreads. And that's how charity campaign works. So it's basically a whole lot of small amount, well, some small, some big, but nothing is insignificant. And it all comes together to make our goal at the end of the day, which is usually about 3 million rand. Wow. So it's one of our amazing fundraisers of the year, because firstly, obviously, the funds that we need to continue the work we do at our organization. And secondly, it gives everybody in the community a chance and an opportunity to participate in something amazing. So whether they can afford to give 50 Rand or they can afford to give 1800 or 18,000, they're still able to be part of something special and something amazing and be part of the work that we're doing and to be able to partner with us through this event.
Fantastic. This is, how many years have you been running the charity fundraiser?
I think this is probably going to be,
even more?
Yeah, wow. This must be our seventh or eighth one coming up.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. And every year there's a theme.
Right.
And we're looking forward to the theme. I mean, you guys work so hard at creating so much excitement around the fundraiser.
And so of course, save the date, the 22nd of June, please God, everybody save the date. So the 22nd of June, and then it's going to continue through the week, that week. So it's the 22nd to the 25th of June.
And Tam, you say you've got people in the call center who call, but of course, people can obviously go to the website and there will be a link and they can go and they can, you know, make a donation. And the idea is, as you said, everyone can get involved, and even the smallest amounts, because there's so many people who support you and want to make that contribution. And of course, the big win is that those the amounts are then doubled.
Right. So everything. So sorry, I didn't explain that part.
Recording in progress.
Just the fact that it's a crowdfunding campaign. The way that it works and why it works so well is because we have matchers who come on board to match every donation that comes in. So we actually bring on the matchers before, and they get listed on the site and they can get honor. They can do it in the name of a corporate or somebody's name in their memory or in honor of them for a birthday or for a recovery or whatever it is. And then they match all the amounts that come in. So every donation that comes in during that week is doubled to DL Link. So it's the one time of the year where everybody's able to have double the impact. Some of our donors even specifically wait for this event so that their amounts can be doubled during that week.
Great. So that's happening on the 22nd of June. So everyone diarize that. That's going to be amazing. And what else is happening? How is the build coming along? How's getting the rooms and people naming special people?
So the exciting part of this year's charity is that our build is really going. It's really happening. We have painted, we've tiled, and we're really getting there. They're finishing off the electrics. Very soon we're going to be putting in the interior fittings, and it's really... We've been speaking, whoever does tune into our show, this has been a vision for many years, and thank God it really is all coming together. Phase one of our building is almost complete. So that's actually a really big difference to our charity this year to all the past years. Obviously, our services have been going all the years and will still continue. But the difference is now all our services will be given in an upgraded space and people can come in. And maybe I could actually, if you want, I can run through in terms of the property, what we're building in terms of the rooms so people can understand.
Yeah, absolutely. Please.
So we're actually looking to build a wig salon, which is going to be fitted with basins, and hairdressers will come in and volunteer. And DL Link has always given wigs, but now people will be able to come in and fit it in the salon instead of just collecting their wig and getting it done. So, you know, it's about that the head will be held and massaged and given with nurture and love in the salon. A nail salon and a nail bar where we have always, as you know, done these days where they get pampered and spa days. And it was sitting in our very humble home in the garden, which is now going to be a magnificent salon. And they come in and they feel dignified and they feel special and they feel a little bit of luxury and love around them. We're going to be building some massage rooms, counseling rooms, and our main space is called the Leisure Lounge. It's a magnificent space, which is a venue area that will also have beautiful nooks of couches where our counselors will sit with our warriors and be able to have a coffee and be served from our coffee bar, which is going to be coming out of a big, beautiful kitchen as well. And then we have a teen zone. Apple is going to be sponsoring Nintendo's and all the latest stuff. And there's going to be swings where they can just sit and chill if they want. And if they want to have fun, there'll be a pool table and a table tennis table and a gorgeous outside area just to chill in a hammock. Then we have a kid zone, which is going to be fitted with playrooms, and an area called a cloud, which is all these gorgeous hammocks that they can just climb in and out of and all play different play spaces and stuff. So the idea is while their mom or dad or siblings or whatever is having a cup of coffee, they could just go play in the kids' room and just feel free and just let go and have people around caring for them and taking care and just getting into a different space for a few minutes through everything that they're going through. And then we obviously have our admin officer section, which are nearly ready. And then the house where our offices are in now is going to be phase two, which is our spa, jacuzzi, sauna area. We're going to have a zen garden. Our pool is going to be upgraded and heated and a gorgeous deck outside. And then we have quite a big space, which is already nearly ready, which is our gym exercise area, where we'll be doing yoga and Pilates and have different gym equipment. So Gabby, who everybody knows, is actually a personal trainer as well, trained to do exercise through cancer treatment. And obviously he'll be available. And yeah, so there's quite a lot going on. As you can hear, I'm trying to catch my breath through it all. And we are trying to actually get the rooms named at the moment. So we're hoping that some sponsors or donors will come forward and name the rooms in whether it's a corporate or in memory of somebody or in honor of somebody. And it doesn't have to be one person. The rooms can also be named by a group. Like we had a few weeks ago on the show, Justin Brivick, who is raising money for the Wig Room, and he's doing a campaign where all the donations that he brings in are coming together to be able to name the room in honor of his sister, Michelle. So this is all happening right now.
Wow, Tam. So that's, I mean, that's just absolutely fantastic. And I just wanted to ask you for, you know, for people who are listening maybe for the first time or maybe they've just started and they're wondering, well, I'd love to be able to go and interact in this space. And obviously you'll let us know once there's the launch and the opening. Is it available to everyone? Do they, how is that going to work, Tam? Do people book before to come?
So the space is specifically for cancer warriors and their families. So it's for people who are involved with DL-Link. And there's no bookings required and no charge. But obviously, we're constantly in touch, so we know who walks through our doors. And actually, The way that our center is built is that our patient liaisons each have a private office where if they need to be on the phone, there's it's soundproof, but with a window directly facing the entrance. So they can see anybody who walks in. And at that time, they will get up and go and greet that person and welcome them into the center. So it's for our warriors and their families or caregivers who could be, whether it is a couple, a husband and a wife, parents and children, aunties, cousins, whatever it is. But it's for whoever in the family is taking strain, which is usually everybody in the family, while that person is going through their treatment. And even after, we have people are involved who are survivors, thank God. And if somebody's passed away, their family still continues to be involved and be able to use our services.
And Tam, for people to get in contact with the DL-Link, I know that people refer you. How does that work? And again, do you contact people? How do people reach out?
Are you talking about a warrior?
Yeah. Yeah.
So
someone's just been diagnosed, for example.
It usually always comes through referrals. And it's usually somebody knows us and they know somebody who's been diagnosed and they'll contact us. We never actually just directly like hear about someone random who was diagnosed and contact them because we don't want to be intrusive. So we're very, very sensitive about how we reach out to people. And usually, even when it is a referral, we have to get the permission first before we could just contact them. And then at that time, people want different types of contact. So some people say like they want a lot of contact and they have counseling and they come to our tea sessions and they get a lot from us. And then other people might not want so much contact, but we'll send them a bunch of flowers or we'll send them a care package. And then they just know we're here and we care for them and we're sending them hugs. And if they ever need us or want to speak, then we're here as well. So it really, as we always say, everything we do at DL-Link is very, very individualized.
And organic, it sounds like.
But one of the important things is that when people contact us, we are here and we don't turn anybody away. It's non-denominational. Unfortunately, cancer does not discriminate with age, race, or anything else. So we are here for everybody and we'll never turn anybody away when they need help and they're going through any chronic illness.
Yeah. And Tam, so that's charity and that's the center that you're building and how the DL-Link works. Before we bring our first warrior on, was there anything else that perhaps you wanted us to cover that we haven't mentioned? Anything that comes to mind?
I'll just actually mention that we started a new program this year. I mean, it's not new, so we've always offered our warriors holidays. To go away and have a few days break. And the way that we've always worked it is if somebody has timeshare that they're not using or they have a booking and they're not using it or they own an apartment somewhere, then they will give us their time and we send our warriors. But this year we have a donor who came on board specifically for holiday programs and has given us a monthly budget where we're able to book holidays specifically for our warriors. And so we've actually sent quite a few people away since the beginning of the year. And so I just want to thank him. He is an anonymous donor, But I just want him to know how much it is appreciated and what it means to a family when they can just go away, get a break, sit by the pool, sit by the beach, go into the game reserve and feed the animals with their children while they are having treatment, and the families just seeing them in a different space as opposed to sitting in a hospital or sitting with a drip or whatever it may be. So it really makes such a big difference, and I just want to bring that up and put that out there and thank him.
Yeah, you know, there's so many incredible donors who, you know, help DL Link do what they do. And I love what this donor is doing. And I think it's going to make, as you say, such a massive difference. Tam, thank you so much. Wonderful having you on the show. And looking forward to getting the breakdown, the charity, the theme. I always look forward to
it. We'll be speaking lots closer to the time. We'll be speaking lots. All everybody right, save the date, 22nd of June. Thanks, Nick. Thank you so much.
22nd of June, charity event. Looking forward to that. Thank you, Tams. Lovely having you on the show. I'm Tammy Lewin on the DL Link Show on 101.9 Chai FM. And a perfect opportunity to introduce our first cancer warrior, Gavin Pitluck, who has had a lot to do with the DL Link. And always lovely to hear stories. So Gavin, welcome. Lovely having you on the show. Welcome, welcome.
Hi, Nikki. Nice. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's great to have you on the show. So we're going to talk about, you know, how you got in touch with the DL Link and how you know the DL Link. I know that you had a stem cell transplant. And stem cell is your bone marrow, correct?
Stem cell is part of your bone marrow. It's a very sophisticated and complicated procedure. I was just very lucky because normally with a stem cell transplant, you've got to find a transplant person that matches. And thank God I was clear. My bone marrow was completely clear. My bloods were clear. So they used my own stem cells to do my own transplant. So I was very fortunate.
That is incredible. That really is. So let's break it down for everyone. When were you diagnosed? Just if you can just put us in the picture.
Okay, so I was diagnosed 2.5 years ago with a cancer called multiple myeloma. And I had quite a complicated sickness. Disease was all over my body. And suddenly I had, from being very busy at work to being at home, and I had all these emotions that I'd never dealt with before. And then my wife said to me that they want to come and speak to me from the DL Link. I've never heard of the DL Link. And a counselor, Linda Fleischman, came to my house, and that was the beginning of my family, my second family, the DL Link, because they have done for me and stuff that I didn't even know that could happen. Whether it's like helping us. When I was in hospital, I was in hospital a lot. I was going through chemo. I was going through radiation. I was in a bad place, and they helped us a lot. Whether it's bringing us they brought us Shabbos meals. Not only Shabbos meals, they would rock up with hampers of dinners, of lunches. Also, when I was in hospital, they came to visit me. They brought me all different things. They gave me a nice pickup. They used to come and sit and talk to me. And when I got healed about 6 months ago, thank God, after all my chemo and everything, I was completely cancer-free. And from then, I've decided to go and help and volunteer for the DL Link, and I've been
just give back
as much as I can. I was last week, we were at a donations outside Kosher World getting money for Shavuot to send flowers to the warriors, and I'd never been in a situation where I asked for donations, and I was blown away how many people just walked up, and so many people wanted to stay anonymous. They just gave opened up and said, where do I put my credit card? And it's just a warm feeling. And to know that I think, as it is, the South African Jewish people, and I'm not trying to be biased, but I mean, I have to be, are unbelievable in the donations here and helping out.
I want to ask you something, Gavin, before you carry on, because, I mean, you said that you started to get very ill. You were diagnosed, and all these emotions were there that you had never faced, you know, and this counselor came and helped you probably process it or express it or whatever your journey was and whatever it was you went through. And then you started this incredible relationship, your second family, the DL Link. So, and now looking for donations and waking up to, not waking up to, but really being faced with this enormously generous community. So if I had to look at Gavin prior to being diagnosed with cancer and the Gavin now, with this, you know, the overwhelming journey, the diagnosis, the pain, the suffering, the treatment, the emotions that you had to process, what gains have there been, Gavin? What, how have you altered as a human being in a positive way?
Well, the first thing I can say is that a lot of things that bothered me before have got no significance, yeah, meaning to even worry about these days, not even to think about it, which is something that I never thought of.
So you do not sweat the small stuff?
Not at all. That's it. Not at all.
Yeah.
And I've just, I think with my family, I'm much more, I think, well, I've always been a relaxed person. I had an intense job. I was away a lot overseas. And suddenly to be here and to have all this time on my hands, and one of the hardest things is that I've got two daughters that live in Israel. And, you know, to think from their side also that their dad's very ill. And it's one of the things that was hard on me because, first of all, you know, it's something that I'd never been through before. And all I worried about is that my kids are dealing with a dad who's very ill and they can't make it back here. They can't come to South Africa all the time. But they did come and they saw me, and I wasn't in a good space. But, you know, we had to be strong, and they did introduce them to the DL Link, and they were aware of the treatment that I was getting, and they were aware of the DL Link looking after me. And then I was for about 2 years, almost 2 years, I was just very ill. And life was different because every day that went past was another day that I was still alive. And it's got to do with everybody that was around me giving me enough support. And one of the biggest supports, mm-hmm, I got was, besides my family, was the DL Link.
Yeah.
And
and Gavin, I mean, you were just saying, you know, and I think there's so many people who can relate. You ill, you're diagnosed, and you worry about everyone else. How are they going to be? How are they going to cope? Your daughters so far away with their father ill, and here you are, and you need everything to be present, to show up for yourself in this healing journey. And yet you, and we hear it so often, are worrying about everyone else. So to have the DL Link, to be able to sit down with people who you don't have to worry about them or what they're thinking or whether they're okay. You can just be you.
100%.
And they understand. Like, what is that like? What is that like, Gavin?
Well, one of the things that we do have, we have a support group twice a week. Now, I didn't want to, in the beginning, really face strangers and tell them my story because I just wasn't comfortable with it. But I did listen to Gabby, and I did go to one of the first time I went to a session, it was a bit of a choker because I did break down, you know, to sit in front of a whole lot of people and explain to them what I've just been through. And then I realized that all these people have been through the same thing. And I wasn't in a, like a, I wasn't in a dark space coming with something that I'd went through, and I could talk to people, and we discuss the cases, and we discuss what people have gone through, and thank God I'm fine, and I get to talk to people also. I've done talks at schools before and making people aware that I say that cancer is not a death sentence. You can come back, and I'm like the perfect example of it, exactly. And and it's something that you learn to live with. It's a very frightening situation when you go through it and you've got it. But if you stay positive and you believe in Hashem and you really got a good infrastructure and people around you that are giving you love all the time, that's what comes out, like me.
Mm. Wow, Gavin. And as you say, I mean, it's been a long journey, 2.5 years, but 6 months cancer-free, and that must feel pretty amazing.
Unbelievable. It's like born again. I've got so many things that I want to do, and with the DR Link, I'm just so ready for the house to be ready, and I can go and help and do, and they won't get rid of me very quickly because I've got all the time in the world, so that's what I want to do.
And then you get to, as you say, give back, and that's a whole different side
100%
of your life that just
such
opens
a
up.
Great yeah. thing to do.
Yeah, these hidden gems that appear all of a sudden. Gavin, it's just so wonderful having you on the show. I mean, is there anything else that you wanted to share with us before we say goodbye?
Just be positive and believe in yourself. Everything will be all right. Please, God. Yeah. Thank you for the DR Link for looking after me. I just get emotional.
Yeah. Well, Gavin, it is lovely to have you on the show, and thank you for sharing your experience. And you know, to have those emotions, what a wonderful thing, right? You know, you've had so many of these emotions coming up, and I see the emotion, and emotions are wonderful, wonderful things. They remind us we're human and we're alive.
100%.
And that's it.
And thanks for giving me the stage of putting this across to everyone.
And thank you. Many, many people resonate, and many people so appreciate it. So thank you, Gavin. Great having you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to take a break, and then after the break, Carla McDonald, who's a teacher at King David, will be joining us and sharing her story. So stay with us.